Welcome to our town. You wanna know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune in to Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM, Greater Moncton. Beaches.
Want to catch some sun while enjoying some scenery? There are plenty of beaches to see. Parley Beach in Shediac, Murray Beach Provincial Park, Murray Corner, Jardine Municipal Park in Rishabuktu, Kelly's Beach in Kashibokwak, Fundy National Park in Alma, and Centennial Park Beach.
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM. Exercise. If you're looking to keep active, well, Greater Moncton is the place to do so. There's lots of amazing things to check out, like the iTour. You can download a self-guided tour to your phone or tablet, learn about the history, and walk around Moncton. You can download that by going to moncton.ca/iTour. La Bikery Rentals rents bikes for $9 an hour or $35 for the day, and you can find their depot on Assumption Boulevard, Moncton. We have two skate parks in Greater Moncton. There's the Moncton Skate Park on Assumption Boulevard that's open whenever, and it's free to go. In Riverview, they have a skate park that's $4 for 12 and under, $6 for kids 12 and up, and it's open Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 1 to 5 for kids under 12 and 5 to 9 for kids over 12. If you're looking to cool down the kids and have some fun with them, we have two splash pads in Greater Moncton. One in Riverview on Runnymede Road. It's called the Coverdale Center Splash Pad, and that's open from noon to 8. And at Centennial Park, you'll find the Super Splash Park. While you're at Centennial Park, I highly suggest trying out Trigo. You get to do these really awesome obstacles in the treetops. The kids' course is only $23, adults are $38, and they're open daily from 9 to 7. If you love rock climbing, well, you have to check out Fit Rocks Climbing Gym. It's on Beg Boulevard, Moncton, and it's open 7 days a week. We also have two trampoline parks. There's Sky Zone in Dieppe on Champlain Street that's open 7 days a week, and Get Air in Moncton, which is also open 7 days a week. And you're not just jumping around on a trampoline. They have lots of fun activities going on, too. St. Pat's Family Center offers various land and water drop-in classes located on Providence Street near the Georges Dumas Hospital.
Welcome to our town. You want to know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune in to Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM, Greater Moncton. Parks.
Looking for a place to go for a walk and get some fresh air? In Moncton, check out Centennial Dog Park or Centennial Park on St. George Boulevard. There's also Riverfront Park, Victoria Park on Cameron and Park Street, Irishtown Nature Park, and Mapleton Park. In Dieppe, go to Rotary St. Anselm Park or Dover Park at 337 Dover Road. In Riverview, you can check out Isaac's Dog Run Park located behind the Park and Rec's office at the end of Briggs Drive, the Dobson Trail, Riverfront Park all along Coverdale Road, and Mill Creek Nature Park.
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM. Shopping. The lovely thing about this city is that there's shopping on almost every corner, but if you're looking for a handful all in one area, there is CF Champlain, which is on the corner of Paul Street and Champlain Street, Dieppe. There's teas, jewelry, fashion, food court, and so much more. On Trinity Drive, you'll find a movie theater, clothing, groceries, building supplies, and more. The Mapleton Power Center has pet supplies, furniture, shoes, clothing, and sporting equipment. And on Plaza Boulevard, you'll find thrift stores, electronics, craft supplies, and so much more.
Welcome to our town. You wanna know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune in to Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM, Greater Moncton. Wineries.
Magnetic Hill Winery, located at 860 Front Mountain Road, is a must-stop for all wine lovers. Taste test their delicious award-winning wines. Have a picnic on their patio while enjoying a panoramic view of the city. Bed and breakfast is as old as Canada itself. Enjoy a homemade country breakfast with the owners. And while you're there, don't forget to stop in at the gift shop. They have wine accessories, artisan maple syrup products, jams, and other unique gifts.
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM. Travel tips. Did you lose something? Do you want to know why there's tons of sirens? Well, we have this nifty Facebook page called Moncton News Chasers, where everybody keeps you up to date as to what's happening in the area. Don't forget to always lock up your car or bikes. We like to think that we live in a cute, quaint little town that nothing bad ever happens in, and usually that's the case, but sometimes it's not, so just make sure you lock everything up. Don't forget to stock up on mosquito repellent if you plan on being outdoors, as the mosquitoes here are pretty bad. And lastly, be leery of ticks. There's been a rise in reports of ticks in the area, so make sure you wear long pants or tall socks. No need to dress to impress for the outdoors.
Tourist Radio is proudly sponsored by Magnetic Hill Winery. Taste test their award-winning wines while learning the history of the venue, which is also as old as our beautiful country.
Welcome to our town. You wanna know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune in to Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM, Greater Moncton. Campgrounds.
There are over a dozen places you could camp in the area. Campers City on Queensway Drive in Moncton, Stonehurst Trailer Park on Homestead Road in Berry Mills, Fundy National Park in Alma, Kashibokwak National Park on Route 117, Beau Séjour Camping in Shediac, Camping Oceanic in Shediac, South Cove Camping in Shediac, Parley Beach Provincial Park in Shediac, Cape Tormentine Beach Campground, Lighthouse Camping in Grand Dig, Parc Acadien de Coquin, Murray Beach Provincial Park, Ponderosa Pines Park in Lower Cape, and Sandy Beach Trailer Park.
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM. Restaurants. Downtown Moncton has become a mecca for food. You'll find Indian food at Taj Mahal, Vietnamese at Vien Dong, Mediterranean at Blue Olive, Japanese at Osaka Hibachi, and they actually have a grill there where you sit around and the chef entertains you for a couple hours. It's delicious and hilarious. Tide and Boar is a gastropub. You'll find the Old Triangle Irish Ale House, the Pump House Brewery where you can get some local beer. Catch 22 serves up seafood. Japan Go has Japanese cuisine. Have delicious Mexican food at Mexicali Rosa's. If you're looking for some really healthy food, stop by Freshy. If you're thinking Italian, Pastali is the place. St. James Gate has pub-style fare. Cinteria has Malaysian fusion food. Mama's Restaurant serves up pizzas, donairs, and so much more. And for a little more fine dining, the Keg can also be found downtown. Now, there's really too many restaurants to name every single one in the Greater Moncton area, but you'll find everything from Eastside Mario's to Moxie's to Pizza to Subway to Tony's Bistro. And if you're looking for delicious pastries, I highly suggest stopping by that place. And if you have a midnight hankering, well, our pizza places are open late. There's Greco's, Domino's, Papa John's, Cedar's 2-for-1, and so many more.
Welcome to our town. You wanna know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune in to Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
Cafes.
Enjoy some downtime at a cafe. Cafe Archibald has two locations, Mountain Road in Moncton and Chemin Gauvin in Dieppe. Check out Cafe Kodiak on St. George. If you're traveling down Main Street, you'll find Cafe C'est la Vie, Starbucks, Cafe Cognito, Reed's Newsstand and Cafe, and Cafe DM, where you can paint pottery and it's licensed too. We're known as the Tim Hortons capital of Canada. Seriously. Drive around and try to find all 26 locations.
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM. Golf courses. Well, I hope you brought along your golf clubs because there's some beautiful golf courses to check out in the Greater Moncton area. There's the Moncton Golf and Country Club, and don't let the name fool you. It's actually in Riverview, up on the hill, right off of Coverdale Road. The Mountain Woods Golf Club. Royal Oaks Golf Club on the outside of town, heading out on Elmwood. Stonehurst Golf Course, and the Fundy Golf Course. At the boardwalk, you'll find a driving range and mini putt as well at Magic Mountain.
Welcome to our town. You wanna know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune in to Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM, Greater Moncton. Attractions.
The Bay of Fundy is home to the highest tides in the world, and that water comes through Greater Moncton two times a day and then goes back out. It's called the Tidal Bore, and the Petit Kodiak River, known as the Chocolate River by locals, flows through Dieppe, Moncton, and Riverview. So a must-see while you're here is the Tidal Bore. To find out when the tides are coming in and out, you can go to tides.gc.ca. There's also the Segway Tours New Brunswick, which provides a guided tour on a Segway personal transporter, and you get to choose the location. For more information, call them at 227-1773. On Magic Mountain Road, you'll find Magnetic Hill Zoo, open daily from 9 to 7. A family of four is $44. And this is the largest zoo in Atlantic Canada. Magic Mountain Water Park is also there and is open daily until September 2nd. It has three zones: Splash Zone, open 10 to 6, Fun Zone, open 12 to 9, and Tech Zone, open 12 to 10. Also there you'll find Magnetic Hill, which is only $6 a vehicle. Also check out the Boardwalk and Butterfly World, located at 2750 Mountain Road.
Tourist Radio
106.7 FM. Events. The Halloween of Horrors Night at the Neptune Drive-In Theater in Shediac is happening October 7th. It's $20 per vehicle. Movies are Frankenweenie and Pet Cemetery in support of the Greater Moncton SPCA. Bookstravaganza. Charity book sale is happening October 13th from 5 to 9 p.m. at Edith Cavell School on Park Street. Books will be as cheap as 50 cents, and it's all in support of adult literacy in New Brunswick. 2017 Zumba Party in Pink is definitely an event you don't want to miss, especially if you love Zumba. It's happening October 13th from 7 to 9 at the Lou McNairn School in Dieppe. It's $15 at the door, with proceeds going to Breast Imaging Services Department at the Moncton Hospital. Thunder from Down Under presents Girls Night Outback. It is a 19-plus event and has two showings at 7 and 9:30 p.m., so get all your girls together on October 13th and head on down to the Capitol Theater. A fall sale and craft bazaar will be happening October 14th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Moncton Lions Community Center. Proceeds are going to Riley's Legacy Cat Rescue. The third annual Walk to Remember in support of families who have experienced the death of a child will be happening October 15th at 1 p.m. at the Moncton Hospital. Tales from the Campfire, a screening premiere, will happen at Capitol Theater October 18th with doors opening at 6 p.m. The Wellness Expo is taking place October 21st and 22nd at the Moncton Coliseum. They'll have exhibits, they'll have vendors, they'll have seminars. A weekend pass is $8, a day pass is $5, and kids get in free. Freaky Flashback Halloween Party is taking place October 21st from 8 to midnight at the Coverdale Rec Center in Riverview. It's $20 in advance or $25 at the door. There'll be games, prizes, live music, and it's all in support of the Boys and Girls Club of Riverview. The Price is Right Live is going to be here in Moncton. Yeah. October 26th at the Moncton Coliseum, and yes, you can even win from your seat. Make sure you grab your tickets through the Moncton Coliseum box office. The 18th annual Ladies Diamond Dinner and Fashion Show is taking place October 27th at the Irish Town Community Center. There's going to be vendors, a fashion show, dinner, and so much more. The Moncton Sports Wall of Fame is taking place October 28th at 7 p.m. at the Capitol Theater. It's free to check out. A Moncton Historic Ghost Walk is happening October 29th and 30th at 6:15, 7:15, and 8:15 p.m. both days. It's $18 per person, and you do have to pre-buy your tickets through the Capitol Theater. The Moncton Wildcats are back in action with weekly home games at the Coliseum. You can find out when their next hockey game is by going online to moncton-wildcats.com. A chess club for kids is going on until October 27th every Friday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at Edith Cavell School on Park Street. It's $2.50 per week. Riverview Chase the Ace fundraiser is going on until November 25th on Sundays with draws at 8:15 p.m. Now, you don't have to be there to win, and it's going to be at the Riverview Lions Club. If you want to get your tickets for that, you can go to the Five Bridges Pub Wednesday to Friday from 5:30 to 7:30, with all proceeds going to replacing the playground at Frank L. Bowser School. The Green Pig Country Market may not be in Greater Moncton, but it's just a hop, skip, and a jump away in Salisbury, and they have tons for the family to do all month long, like corn mazes, zombie paintball, pumpkin launching, and so much more.
Welcome to our town. You want to know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune into Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM, Greater Moncton. Arts and Culture.
If you'd like to enjoy some art and culture, check out Resurgo Place, located at 20 Mountain Road. It's closed Mondays, but open Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 5, and Sunday, noon to 5. They currently have a Meals on Wheels exhibit running until September 3rd. The Thomas Williams House is open Wednesday to Sunday, 10 to 4:30, donations accepted. They offer exhibits, workshops, and a Victorian tea room. Moncton's Gallery's juried exhibit is on from July 4th to August 30th at City Hall, Monday to Friday from 8:30 to 4:30. The Acadian Museum, located at 405 University Ave, is open Monday to Friday, 10 to 5, and Saturday to Sunday, 1 to 5.
Tourist Radio is proudly sponsored by Magnetic Hill Winery. Enjoy a relaxing afternoon on their patio overlooking the city and let them design a perfect picnic for you.
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM. Concerts. Rumors, the Ultimate Fleetwood Mac Tribute Show is happening October 5th at 8 p.m. at the Capitol Theater, and tickets range from $44.50 to $49.50. Another tribute happening is to Elvis in concert October 6th at 7:30 p.m. at Casino NB. Your kids are sure to be excited about Splash and Boots' Big Yellow Tunes Tour coming to the Capitol Theater October 12th at 6 p.m. Tickets range from $27.50 to $43.50. Symphony New Brunswick presents Strings Eternal October 16th at 8 p.m. at the Capitol Theater. Tickets range from $10 to $42. World of Dance, featuring international and local dancers, is happening at Casino NB October 17th at 8 p.m. Travis Cormier is hitting the stage October 20th at 8 o'clock at the Capitol Theater. Tickets are $36. The Bare Naked Ladies Canada 150 Tour is October 21st at 8 p.m. at Casino NB, and tickets range from $39.99 to $69.99. Caravan Soiree, an evening of dancing to world beats, is happening October 21st at 10 p.m. at the Capitol Theater. $6 for students, $8 for regular admission. Lunch at Allen's is taking place October 25th at 8 p.m. at Capitol Theater. Tickets are $48.50. Bill and Joel Plaskett with special guests, Villages, is taking place October 27th at 8 p.m. at the Capitol Theater, and tickets are $34. And you can always catch live music nightly at Plan B from Wednesday to Sunday at the Old Triangle Irish Ale House, and Fridays and Saturdays at the Fox and Hound Riverview.
Welcome to our town. You want to know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune in to Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM, Greater Moncton. Markets.
Spend some time at the local markets. The Farmer's Truck is a mobile market. On Wednesdays, it's open 10 to 1 at the Medivie Blue Cross and 4:30 to 7 at Jean Coutu. On Thursdays, it's open 10 to 1 at United Performance and from 4:30 to 7 at Cafe Kodiak. On Fridays, it's open 10 to 1 at the Laundromat Espresso Bar and from 4:30 to 7 at the Fundy Chocolate River Station. There's also the Riverview Farmers Market, open Wednesday from 4 to 8:30 at Casely Park. The Dieppe Market, open Saturdays 10 to 1:30, where they have fresh local foods, wines, jewelry, soaps, and cosmetics. Also check out the Moncton Market, located at 120 Westmoreland Street, Saturdays 7 to 2. Dexter's Flea Market, on the corner of King and Main, Saturdays and Sundays 9 to 4. And Carson's Moncton's Flea Market, located at 44 Summers Drive, Sundays 9 to 4.
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM. Local History. First of all, a big thank you for coming and checking out Greater Moncton. It is a beautiful place and we're super happy to have you. So let's get to know about the area. Moncton was built on the site of an Acadian settlement known as The Bend, located at a curve in the Petitcodiac River, also known as the Chocolate River, and likely settled around 1735. In 1766, a group of eight families from Pennsylvania arrived and started the beginnings of a new township. The settlement was renamed Moncton, with a K, after Lieutenant Colonel Robert Moncton. However, a clerical error at the time of the incorporation resulted in the K being dropped, and of course, the name became Moncton without a K. After that, Moncton flourished and established itself as a center for shipbuilding, and in 1855, the community was incorporated as a town. In 1871, the Intercolonial Railway established its headquarters in Moncton and brought with it prosperity. In 1875, Moncton was again incorporated, adopting the Latin phrase resurgo, which means I rise again, as its motto. And since then, the city has earned the nickname Hub City due to its central inland location. Riverview first became a permanent settlement when settlers from Yorkshire, England settled in 1733. The town of Riverview was formed on July 9, 1973, with the amalgamation of the three villages, Bridgedale, Gunningsville, and Riverview Heights. Now, Riverview's slogan is a great place to grow. And lastly, Dieppe's history and identity goes back to the 18th century. It was first incorporated as a town in 1952 and designated as a city in 2003. Its namesake comes from a port on the English Channel in France and was adopted by the citizens of the area in 1946 to commemorate the Second World War's Operation Jubilee, the Dieppe Raid of 1942. Residents in Dieppe generally speak French with a regional accent that they call Chiac, which is unique to southeastern New Brunswick, and it's kind of like half French, half English.
Welcome to our town. You want to know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune into Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM, Greater Moncton. Accommodations.
If you are looking for accommodations, Main Street Moncton has the Delta Hotel by Marriott Beausjour, Residence Inn by Marriott, Crown Plaza, Rod Moncton, and Chateau Moncton Inn and Suites. In the Magnetic Hill area of Moncton, there's Casino New Brunswick, Quality Inn, Travelodge Suites, Days Inn and Suites, Amsterdam Inn and Suites, Comfort Inn, and Hotel Moncton. In Mapleton area Moncton, there's the Four Points by Sheridan and the Hampton Inns and Suites by Hilton. In Dieppe, there's a Best Western, a Comfort Inn, Coastal Inn, and Wingate by Wyndham. Near the airport, you'll find a Quality Inn, Holiday Inn Express and Suites, and Fairfield Inn and Suites by Marriott. Riverview has lots of bed and breakfasts.
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM. How to talk like a Maritimer. If you're going to be staying in the Greater Moncton area, well, you should probably know what a few words mean so that you don't get blindsided when talking to locals. Sook means sulk, so, you know, like stop sooking. Some is used to show how strongly we feel about something, like that car was going some fast. Dooryard means front yard. Yeah is more like a breath, and it means that we understand. So it goes like this. Yeah. Do you want to try it with me? You say yeah while breathing in. Here we go. Yeah. One more time. Yeah. Bed lunch means a midnight snack. Scoff means we're eating really quickly. So we're going to scoff it down. Fill your boots means go right ahead. Windy today, we call it blowing a gale. Biff means to throw something, so if you were going to throw out your garbage, you would biff it into the garbage bin. And lastly, if someone asks you, what are you saying? They're asking you how your day is going, not actually what you're saying.
Tourist Radio is proudly sponsored by Magnetic Hill Winery. Book a two-hour wine and cheese party today for you and your friends. The event includes a presentation, wine facts, a tour, and more.
Welcome to our town. You wanna know what to do, what to see, where to go. Tune into Tourist Radio.
What's going on?
Tourist Radio.
106.7 FM, Greater Moncton. Fundy Coastal Drive. Now, if you're looking for an amazing road trip while you're here, I highly suggest doing the Fundy Coastal Drive. I do it at least three or four times every single year because it's just so breathtaking and there's so much to do along the way. It follows Route 114 from Riverview all the way to Fundy National Park. Along the Coastal Drive, you can do the Fundy Studio Tour. So you can check out a vineyard, you can see how pottery is made, you can stop and get some herbs, you can find some birdhouses. It's very, very incredible how many studios are along this Coastal Drive. You're going to find the Hopewell Rocks, which are about 30 minutes outside of Moncton, off of Route 114. It's open daily from 9 to 5, and it's the place where you can walk on the ocean floor and then kayak later on in the day in the exact same spot, because that's where we have the highest tides. And it's just phenomenal to see. And the rocks, they're so massive, you can either walk down or you can take a little buggy. It is definitely something you have to do if you're in New Brunswick. You'll also find Cape and Rage. It's a beautiful spot right on the cliffs with a huge lighthouse. You can zip line there. You can rappel down the cliffs. You can stop on this amazing rock beach. It's $20 for the family to get in of four, and it's open daily beginning June 24th from 9 until 7. Albert County Museum is also on Route 114. It's $25 for a family. It's open daily from 9:30 to 5:30. There's a chapel. There's a jail. There's lots to see and do there. Hillsboro is a little town on the way, and in Hillsboro, you can find the New Brunswick Railway Museum. So if you've got somebody in the family who loves trains, definitely check it out. It's $12 for the family to see. Open daily from 9:30 to 5:30. And there's the Broadleaf Guest Ranch, which offers horseback riding, canoeing, wagon rides, and so much more, again, on Route 114. And to end the trip, you can head into Fundy National Park, which is free this year, thanks to Canada having its 150th birthday.